From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. At times I get to considering some of the doomsday scenarios that might happen. And one that I've been mulling over is, what if our club is subjected to attacks by a disgruntled former member? God forbid that this should ever happen, and it is a what-if way of thinking about what could happen and how we could deal with it. The scene is that the club executive are advised that a complaint has been lodged with the registrar of non-profit organisations, and when examined they find out that an ex-member has trawled over previous minutes and decided that, in his mind, some of the things don't add up. The club has an appropriate audit and the public officer has lodged the annual returns. There's been a couple of annual elections and some of the positions are filled by other people now. There are a couple of ways of looking at the responsibilities of the executive, as there are a couple of different operating structures registered clubs commonly use. One is where the executive are responsible for the running of the club and only directly report to members at the annual general meeting. The other is where a set number of meetings are held and correspondence and financial reports and business are tendered at that time. Now, there is a dilemma for the first constituted club executive in that day-to-day matters are what they are meant to deal with. When the content of the complaint is looked over, it is found that the details require professional advice from a lawyer or an accountant. There are sufficient funds to pay for this advice, but not to pursue any action that might be recommended without threatening the viability of the club. What should the executive do? In the second instance, it is obvious that the matter will be presented to members at the next meeting, where a decision to proceed will be made. Of course, the other consideration is that often these tactics are meant to be concealed and the perpetrator wants to remain anonymous, just being disruptive and unrecognised. The full glare of disclosure may be the most effective antidote and the best way of keeping your club running successfully. As responsible office bearers, the executives have a duty to act in the best interests of members and ensure the viability of the club. If the costs of defending the club are going to exceed its funds, they're obliged to wind it up. What would you do? I'm Jeff Emery. And that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.